Hello, my name's Chris Mosley, and you're listening to Black Cat and Magic, when you talk about paranormal, animal rights issue, and other topics that tickle my fancy. First off, what are spirits doing in my closet? Well, spirits are living entities that pass from one body to the next, regardless if they're animal or human or plant. But the whole focus here is some spirits have been around us so long that they become contentious. And what I mean by that is they don't want to be disturbed. I bet there's some good spirits around too. So one of the reasons why spirits are here is to guide us, and they guide us through many parts of our lives if we with them. Have you seen the spirit of your animal recently? Well, for example, if you kick a dog in the butt, would he haunt you? The answer would be yes if he witnessed it. Although that is not going to be easy for a person to get away from the haunting or the following of a spirit or a stalker. Next, we're going to talk about reincarnation and how the two are connected together. They say the dead can visit us if they know us from the past, right before we were born. I saw a oriental man with a shaved head, and that furthered my belief that I may have been born in some Asian country. Not to say there is no heaven and hell, but those two places are temporary. What you do is, for example, you met somebody that is dead that you previously know from the other life. And if you know that person, how would not be a coincidence? In short terms, we can meet people in new bodies, new forms, even a pet. And there is a karma that affects us. I believe in karma, but since I had a bad reputation for not keeping my karma clean, I had to figure out if my karma has to do more with relearning the mistakes of my past and putting it into burner further periodic additions by first running from my karma. And karma is basically what you do in this life will come back to you in the other life. That is Hindu language that I learned. Since I'm non-Hindu and I'm not even Catholic either, I am a Grey Witch. And a Grey Witch, like me, had to spend many decades searching for her origin. You know that people know that Grey Witches actually have to keep balance. Kind of like balancing two eggs on a teeter-totter. As a result, I had to find out more mysteries to my life. And I pretty much knew that in my past life, I was an unknown Yakuza. Until I could get further evidence. But well, I strongly believe I have a past life in Japan and China. That I fought in a war against the nationalists in China. And in Japan, I died due to the gunfire. As a result, I wonder why the heck does that have to do with anything? But it is important to learn from the past lives. Sooner or later, I will do a tarot reading and base it on my cat tarot cards. None of it may be taken as a true way of information. In fact, it is for entertainment only. So the tarot card readings are very powerful too. Combining with visualization and a little intuition, you have cards that tell you everything from the past to the future. Well, that's it for tonight. I hope you will come again to my show soon so that we can talk about variety of paranormal and other topics.